Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Saranu here.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been able to hear.
I'm sorry, what is it?
It's Royal General, right?
Yeah. Saranu, right?
It's the right time to speak, right?
Yes, Saranu, I'm available to speak.
Okay. You please tell about yourself.
Okay, like I have around 3+ years of experience in Oracle PLSQL development,
Okay.
where I have experience in writing procedures and also have experience in writing packages, and I'm also like good in working on SQL queries, and basically like I work on the trading applications. So I work with the First Gulf Bank in Abu Dhabi. So where like we work with the bank team to gather the requirements. So it is more of like enhancement and maintenance application. So we get a lot of releases. So when there is any release, like I used to work on preparing the table design document and then work on the impact analysis document, preparing the detail design document, and then doing the coding and also like supporting the QA team and also like deploying the code in the production environment. So all these activities I do on a daily basis.
Okay. How much will you rate yourself in PLSQL out of 10?
Out of 10 in PLSQL, I will say 8.
Okay. I'll just start. Like, see, in a table column is having male, female, okay? I want to update male to female and female to male. How can I update?
Let's take the column name as gender column. Sorry, table name as gender and then column name as G. So I will say like update gender set G equal to case when G equal to male then female, when G equal to female then male, else G and then end.
Okay. Can you tell what is the difference between view and materialized view?
View is a virtual table. It doesn't contain any data, so we'll not be able to create any indexes on a views. Materialized view is like a snapshot of a query result. So it has a physical copy of data. So we can create an index on a materialized view. And if for view, we can create triggers. So we can create an instead of timing trigger for a view. But for materialized view, we cannot create any triggers. And views, like we have simple view and then a complex view. So if I do any data manipulation in the simple view, data gets updated in a base table. And in complex view, we cannot perform data manipulation. And in materialized view, like we have refresh type as like complete refresh, fast refresh, and then force. So these are the refresh types we have in the materialized views.
Manual refresh, how can we do in materialized?
I'm sorry, please come again.
Manual refresh, like what is the
For
general
manual
running?
refresh, like we use DBMS underscore MBU package dot refresh, and then we pass two arguments, the materialized view name and then the refresh type.
Okay. How left outer join will be there?
Refcursors, like we use refcursors to pass the result of a query to the calling block by using this refcursor. So in our procedures, we have this argument and then out as this underscore refcursor. And inside the begin, we will use this open argument name for and then a select statement. So if you want to like pass the result of a query to the application team or from one procedure to another procedure, then we use this this underscore refcursor. And in refcursor, we have a weakly typed refcursor and then a strongly typed refcursor. So if a refcursor has a return type, then we call it as strongly typed. If it doesn't have a return type, then it is a weakly typed refcursor.
Okay. Currently, you are working in 10G or 11G?
Currently, like I'm working in Oracle 11g.
Okay. What is the difference between 10G and 11G?
In Oracle 11t, like I have used a few new features like interval partitioning, and then I have used this compound triggers. So for multiple timing points, if I want to create a single trigger, then we can create using this compound trigger. And then I have used this list AGD function for like converting all the rows to rows like as a comma separated values. Then we can use this list AGD function. And then I have also like implemented interval partitioning when we use this range partitioning. And then we have virtual column, which is again newly introduced in Oracle 11g. So if you want to create a column which gets generated based off an expression, then we can create a virtual column. And then there are like few enhancements in Oracle XML DB web services, and also like a few things are like introduced in Oracle PLSQL functional result catch, like as a cross session platform. And then we also have continue statement, which is newly introduced in Oracle 11.
Okay. How exception handling can be handled? Can you tell about exception handling?
Exceptions, like in our application, we handle errors by logging the errors into an error log table. So in PLSQL, we have exceptions to handle errors. And in exception part, we always use when others has a predefined exception, and then we will insert the error into an error log table by catching the error code by using SQL code. And then to catch the error in the message, we use SQL ERRM. Or we can also use this dbms underscore utility dot format error stack. And to get the line number, to check like where the error happened, we use this dbms underscore utility dot format error backtrace. And then we will also catch the block name and also the error time. And in exception, Oracle exception, we have predefined, user defined, and the non-predefined, that is like pragma exception list, and also like race application error. In predefined, like I'm familiar working on this zero divide, value error, no data found, too many rows, dupe val on index, invalid cursor, cursor already open.
Okay. Can you tell about cursor, what is?
Cursors, like it's a SQL private work area. So if you want to do a row by row data selection, we can use this cursors, and we have implicit and explicit cursor. And attributes we have found, not found, is open, and then a row count. And we can also like pass parameters to a cursor, which can be like dynamic. When opening a cursor, we can pass a value for a cursor parameter. And then cursor normally is declared, explicit cursors are like declared in a declaration part. And to execute a cursor, we use open. And to fetch, we use fetch. And then to close a cursor, we can use like a close. And Oracle defined cursors are called as like implicit cursors. So SQL is the name of an implicit cursor. All the DML statements like insert, update, delete, merge, and then select statements that returns one row are called as like implicit cursors. Hello.
Okay, I'll just give the feedback to my HR.
Okay.
Probably we'll be having a second round for face to face.
Okay.
Just give my feedback to HR.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We probably will be having a second round.
Yeah, I'm available.
HR will be getting back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.